Hello, Trey. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Doing great, thank you. We were just asking James about his bye week festivities. Did you go see a little college football yourself?
Nah. I just went home, back with the family, and just relaxed. So yeah.
Just get away from the game for a few days.
Reset a little bit over the bye week.
Reset a little bit.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, mentally, physically, you know, just just relax your mind and, you know, get back and get ready to get to it. So
I feel like sometimes, you know, you can have the bye as early as week 4, I believe, but having it week 11, that's probably as good as you can do, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just right there in position to, you know, finish off the remainder, the back half of the season, or I think 6 games left. So, you know, I think, you know, right there in that mid range, or, you know, after 10 games or so, is you know, it's pretty good just to, you know, recover and you know, bring home the final stretch. So,
do you notice the difference on your body just already having not had a game this week? Do you feel different?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Going into the week, you know, just being already recovered from last week, you know, last week, and then, you know, getting a break and just understanding that, you know, mentally, just, you know, like you said, taking your mind away from the game a little bit, and, you know, coming back, being ready to, you know, get to it. So
when you're preparing for a team that, you know, has an injury, a quarterback, and there's sort of an unknown status, how does that change things when you could face, you know, one of two different people?
I mean, you just gotta, you know both of them, I guess, or know, you know, whoever can be in that position, and just understand that, you know, if you get this guy, you know, what's different from this guy or that guy. So you know, it's just one of the things you gotta prepare for, and you know, you gotta watch your film.
Tom talked this morning about self-scouting. James was just talking about looking at his game and what he could be better on the second half, quote unquote. Did you do a little self-scouting yourself on your game and your defense?
Yeah, definitely. Just understanding, you know, how teams were preparing for us, just, you know, how they were attacking us and things like that. And just for me, just, you know, back to the fundamentals, making sure, you know, I'm crisp on that. You know, maybe if one game I was, you know, bad with my footwork, or, you know, bad with my hand placement, just making sure that, you know, I correct those mistakes and continue to get better that way. So I think self-scouting is definitely important, especially the bye week. You get a chance to just kind of, you know, not game plan for a team, but just, you know, like self-scout yourself and continue to get better. So,
were you watching the games yesterday, or do you just sort of, you know, let your mind take a break from it and come back to practice
today? The games were on. My dad watched, so I was, you know, in the kitchen. I watched a few of them, but I didn't, you know, pay attention to any, really. Yeah.
Will you watch tonight? Because I know, you know, Rams, Chiefs should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be a good one. You know, I may watch it, or I may just relax.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Watch something on Netflix instead.
Yeah, however I feel, you know, if I'm chilling at home, relaxing, I might turn it on. So, yeah.
Now, you said you were in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Does the food go good, better when you get home?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, my mom, she actually cooked the Thanksgiving meal, you know, on Saturday.
While you were home.
Yeah,
that's nice.
While I was home, good. Yeah. So, you know, I got a little taste of that, you know, good flavor and things like that. So, you know, they go cook again on Thanksgiving, but, you know, she just...
Now, that's mom of the year. Yeah. She's doing double Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So she looked out and, you know, it was just one of those deals that, you know, she had, you know, family come and things like that, so... It was pretty cool, yeah.
What, you guys got any plans for this Thursday? I assume you have practice in the morning, or what are you guys doing Thanksgiving?
I think we got off. I'm not sure. I don't know the schedule for really, but I ain't doing nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang out and eat.
Yeah.
What's your favorite side for Thanksgiving? What's the thing that your mom makes that you look forward to the most?
Mac and cheese already.
Oh, nice. That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So,
now, did you get to bring some home with you, too?
Yeah. I brought a little. It wasn't a lot left. You know, we had a lot of family come, so it wasn't too much left. But I made sure you know, before everybody got their to-go place, I grabbed me my little. Yeah. So I'd be straight, you know, for a few days after. So
now, did you guys play high school football on Thanksgiving down there, like we do here in Massachusetts? Or no?
Nah, we started school like you know, in August or so. So we was just already done. Finished.
Done, yeah,
yeah, we was already about. I mean, they got like, you know, the tournament and you know, the finals and things, but. I ain't never make it there. Yeah. So, yeah. I was at home, yeah.
Now, were you one of those guys who football season ended and you went right to
basketball
or whatever it was?
Yeah. Yeah, it was right to basketball. So, you know. That
no off season for you?
Nah, not really.
And what'd you do in the spring then?
One year I actually did soccer. I played soccer just to kind of, you know,
how'd
keep
that
me busy. It was cool. Yeah. You know, it was a lot of running, man.
Yeah, right.
It was only one year. So, you know, after that one year, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just. I could train another way, so yeah.
Dunk the basketball?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, I would hope. I mean, he's like, Vince Wilfork used to tell us he could dunk a basketball. Supposedly he did.
I trust him.
Yeah,
he's a big man. Get that thing airborne.
Yeah.
But he said he could do it. Not quite as svelte as you are in that department. Well, we appreciate you coming in. I'm glad you enjoyed the bye week and a Thanksgiving dinner already. That's good for you. We'll see you again next week.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks, Trey.